Bravo! Bravo! Oh, this benefit will make a fortune for Broadway cast.
Oh, with Rosalind Kind singing and her sister Barbara Streisand hosting the event, which is not why we hired you.
Well, I haven't exactly gotten around to calling Barbara yet.
Why?
Well, she hasn't given me her new number. But I do a great impersonation of Barbara. Although, personally, I think for years she's been doing me. To find the way of your heart, sometimes you must say goodbye and trust that time will take you where your greatest vision is.
Close enough. Same DNA.
Nanny, fine. You are drooling on Rosalind's shoes.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They're my sister's.
Take them off.
Take them off. Nanny, fine.
This nut isn't working with us, is she?
Oh, good heavens. No, 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 no. She takes care of my children.
Bye. Why don't we all go into Maxwell's office?
Good idea.
Yeah, that's better. More intimate. It's got the little couch and everything. Tell me where Barbara lives and no one gets hurt.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair,
she was there.
That's how she became the nanny. Who would have guessed that the girl we've described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed? Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, Cece.
And the kids are actually smiling.
Such wannabe.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing, named Fran.
Hey, Fran.
Shh. My mother can't hear Barbara Streisand's sister. Well, if you'd stop chewing.
I need to talk to you about a personal problem.
Honey, you're at that age you should be talking to your butler. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Your father's telling his Pirates of Penzance story. What's up?
Well, I really like this girl, Julie, but she just wants to be friends. How am I going to get her to make a deeper commitment?
You're asking me?
Oh, Finn, I've had it. Dad is obviously not getting me a car for my birthday, so I figured out a way to win one.
Miss Transam contest? Oh, honey, I'm not letting you enter some contest where you parade around in some skimpy outfit so a bunch of men could stare at you like you're a piece of meat. No, ma'am.
Not me, you.
Oh, how sweet.
Listen, all you have to do is win the talent portion, drive a five-speed Trans Am through an obstacle course, and be between the ages of 18 and 25.
Oh, well, that lets me out. I can't drive a stick shift.
Oh, you can't?
Nobody in my family can. I think it's in the Torah or something.
Well, maybe my dad could teach you on his Porsche. Oh, no, what am I saying? He would never help you win a car from me.
You know, Maggie, I've seen your father drive his Porsche. Believe me, he's nobody to teach anybody how to drive a stick.
I beg your pardon?
We're in.
Oh, this entire thing is ridiculous. Maggie is far too young to have a car.
Mr. Sheffield, you know, I understand you're a foreigner, and that's why I cut you slack when you wear dark socks and sandals. But in this country, when a girl turns 17, she gets herself a car. Unless you come from my neighborhood. Then it's a car or a nose job. I got the car.
Miss Fine, why don't you just get her one of those Remington Steel Lady Chic things you get everyone else?
Are you kidding? She's like a daughter to me. Besides, you always get her expensive stuff. Now I can.
Miss Fine, what you give my children, you can't put a price on.
And yet you find $6 an hour sufficient.
Oh, it's fine. Go into third. You've got to feel it when it's time to shift. Do I have to squeeze your leg every time?
I guess I'm a slow learner.
There you go. That's the way.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait. Where are you going? Why are you turning off?
Oh, Lowman's Warehouse. Mothership.
No, just drive.
All right. No more distractions. Shifting. Beautiful, babe. Yellow.
Would you just put both hands on the wheel. Hello. Oh, Cece, hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker.
Maxwell, great news. Barbara Streisand called?
I'm putting off speaker.
You touch that button and I'll kill us both.
Barbara's agreed to host the benefit, but only if we do it at her house in the Hamptons.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm going to Barbara's house.
No, you're not.
Oh, this is the most exciting day of my life.
No, it's not.
Oh, Mrs. Sheffield, how can I ever thank you?
By looking that way. Look out!
Oh, my God. Oh, I think I hit something.
No, it's all right, Miss Fine. It was just a piece of rubbish.
With bunny ears and a little cottontail?
No, I saw it quite clearly. It was nothing.
No. I know that sound. Nanny Fine killed a widow. Wask a wee wag.
Oh, I can't believe I killed an innocent rabbit.
Oh, Nanny Fine, you must feel horrible.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you know what you need? Some comfort food.
Oh, Miss Fine, it's not your fault. Sometimes horrible accidents happen.
Exhibit A.
You really shouldn't feel so bad. It's not as if rabbits are an endangered species. They spend their entire lives mating and reproducing.
Oh, great. So not only did I kill an animal, but I killed one with a better social life than mine.
It's fine. You have to move on with your life. Now, let me ask you, what would Barbara do if she killed an animal?
First, she'd fire her chauffeur. And then she'd write a beautiful ballad about it. Marvin Hamlisch would arrange. And then she'd do the duet with Julio Iglesias, you know, to pick up the foreign market. I feel better.
That a go.
I am going to win this Miss Trans Am contest and make my platform animal rights. I am going to speak out for all the little creatures that no one cares about.
Exhibit B.
LB, you didn't have to come with us.
Hey, I love cars.
Man, shouldn't you be getting ready for the contest? We don't have time to meet Miss America.
Honey, I was Miss Subways. It's a professional courtesy. Oh, if word got out that I was here and I snubbed her, forget about it. It could start a whole interpageantary incident. Sarah!
Hi!
Friend Fine, Miss Subways, 1980. 90.
Oh, it's always nice to meet another pageant winner. What was your platform?
59th and Lex. You know, we two have so much in common. I mean, we're both title holders, and, well, you can't get married for the duration of your reign, and I can't get married for the love of God.
I assume you're here for the Miss Trans Am contest.
Oh, is it that obvious?
Absolutely. Good luck to you.
Oh, no, Fran's the one in the contest.
Oh, good luck to you.
Meanwhile, I voted for Miss Kentucky.
Moving into our final round, the driving competition. And our current leader, Fran Fine.
So sexist. I mean, what do women in swimsuits have to do with selling cars?
Sir, I think we've produced one too many revivals of Mame.
Miss Fine, start your engine.
Bad about not winning me the car. I just love my new wet dry lady chic. No, really. Look. It's great.
Oh, honey, you're so sweet. But aren't your friends disappointed that you didn't get a car?
I don't have any friends anymore.
Come on, Miss Fine, let's go for a drive. You know what they say? When you fall off a horse, you gotta get right back on.
Oh, I'm Jewish. The closest I ever get to a horse is polo at Ralph Lauren.
You'll drive us to the Paramus Mall. We'll tear buttons off things and get an extra 10% discount.
No, I can't.
You have to drive again, Miss Fine.
No, I mean I've been barred from the Paramus Mall. Oh, Mr. Sheffield, it's okay. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. I decided to get therapy.
How are we feeling today? I'm afraid we're going to have to cancel our appointment.
Oh.
I have a date coming over.
That's how you therapists keep us coming back. You make us more bitter.
Come on, Maxwell. We have a lot of work to do for the benefit.
Don't mind me, Nanny Fine. I'm just passing through.
Hop, hop, hop.
Oh, come on, Miss Fine. I can't stand seeing you like this. Can't you just forget what happened and get on with your life?
Hmm? Well, if you're gonna cuddle and touch me every time I'm depressed, I gotta tell you, this is pretty much my mood for a while.
There must be something I can do to cheer you up. Isn't there some favorite place you'd like to go?
No, nothing's given me a buzz.
How about Barbara Streisand's house?
Oh, would you do that?
Of course, Miss Fine, anything for you.
Oh, this is like a dream come true. I'm so excited.
Pack your bags and get out.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you, Miss Streisand. Oh, no, that's way too formal. Nice knowing you, Babs. Oh, that's way too familiar. Oh, I got such a stuck in my gadarum. Oh, you know, that's perfect.
This is gonna be a disaster.
First, we have to shake three busloads of fines trailing us.
Come on, Cece, leave Miss Fine alone. This is a very important night for her. Miss Fine, your hair is looking particularly big tonight.
Well, yours would too if you had a camcorder hidden in it. Kidding! Would you relax? I am not going to embarrass you. I'm on a pilgrimage to meet my spiritual leader.
Oh, my stomach is killing me. That must be that pate Nas made.
Well, we're going to Barbara's house. She's a sister. She'll have Tagamint, Bilanta, Pepsid AC. Don't worry.
I'm serious, Miss Fine. I'm sweating. I'm starting to shake. I'm going to have to pull over.
Yeah, we'll pull over in her driveway, not Florence.
Cece, you're going to have to drive.
Oh, that's a good idea. Cece, you drive. Don't even stop the car. Just switch.
Maxwell, you know I can't drive a stick.
It's no good. I got to get up, get some air.
No, we'll drive with the windows open, so it's a little dewy. Oh, frizz for my queen.
Nanny fight.
You drive a stick?
No, I can't. I know. You put it in neutral. I'll push. I shoved my mother up a hill in San Francisco once. This is just a small foreign car.
Nanny Fine, Maxwell and I are producing this for Broadway Cares, and I don't care if Broadway Cares if I'm not there to get the credit.
I can't.
Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line?
I'm not gonna see my Barbara. Oh, my God, forgive me.
Nanny Fine, Ross swore me to secrecy, but James Brolin is gonna propose to Barbara tonight. You'll know before Mary Hart.
Puke in the Porsche!
So what was she like? Did you actually get to talk to Miss Streisand?
Uh-huh. I told her, I love you, my queen. And she said, put those boots back in my closet.
Well, it was a banner night for both of us. You got to meet your idol and overcome your fear of driving,
mm-hmm.
while I got a safety pin and worked that little string through Mr. Sheffield's sweatpants.
And I've got you to thank for getting over my fear of driving. It never would have happened if you hadn't fed Mr. Sheffield that rancid pâté.
I'm highly offended.
Why? Because I called you pâté rancid?
No, that you think I'd actually take the time to make it. I'd buy it, peel off the label, and slap it on a plate. I haven't even done that in months.
Well, then why would he say he got sick? Why would he fake it? Oh, that sweet man. Do you know what he did for me?
Threw up on Miss Babcock? No, that would have been for me.
No, he pretended to be sick to force me to drive. Oh, he was showing his love for me by acting like he was nauseous. Did you know how he felt about me?
Did I know? For 4 years, I've been hinting to him, I've been hinting to you, I've been hinting to him to hint to you. Why do you think I don't have enough time to make pâté?
Mr. Sheffield, I know what you did.
Well, Miss Fine, James and Barbara insisted we go out for a drink. I couldn't find you.
I'm not talking about that. You what?
Gotcha! Let's get back to what you were saying.
I know that you pretended to be sick to get me to drive. I'll tell you, it is just so adorable how you can't really express the way you feel. Like all the times that you yell and scream at me when in reality, you want to hug me.
Well.
And all those times that you fired me, in reality, you want to kiss me.
All right.
And you told me you loved me and you took it back when in reality...
No, actually, that I meant.
I hate you.
No, you don't. You really want to hug me.
Okay, I'm busted.
Tell me, Miss Fine, just out of curiosity, how did you know I was faking?
Oh, Niles spilled the beans.
Just
say, I'm surprised that Barbara called you out of the blue and invited you back to her house.
What don't you get? We share the same heritage. We both have a distinctive voice. I had an Andre Agassi poster in my room. She had Andre Agassi.
Well, it just seems very bizarre to me, that sort. I mean, she's a very private person. I can't imagine what she wants with you.
Look, we just hit it off. In fact, she said she was going to come right over, but I said, don't bother, we'll come to you. Oh, wait, let me get my purse. Goodbye, gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna want this purse back, too.
Listen, all you have to do is win a talent portion.
Yeah.
Drive a fan.
Okay. Listen, you're in 2 movies of the week. You're overworked already this week.
Okay.
But in this country, when a girl turns 17, she gets herself a car. Unless you come from my neighborhood, then it's a car or a nose job. I got the nose job. Nah.
It's a double bill tonight of Will and Grace for your Wednesday. It's only on Living TV at 9. Next, the formidable Mrs. Hellfire comes to taunt the charmed ones.